And NPR's Pam Fessler is in the studio with us now. She has been following voting issues for NPR, including some problems today. And Pam, tell us about what the problems that you've been hearing about around the country.
Well, we have seen actually quite a few problems, mostly related to the use of machines. A lot of polling places opened up late because poll workers and voters were having trouble using the new machines, especially the electronic voting machines. They couldn't get them up. I think the biggest problems probably were in Denver, where there were huge lines and long delays. They not only had power outages, but they also had a lot of computer crashes with new electronic poll books that people use to register and to check in. We also had problems with ID rules and regulations, confusions over them, people being asked to show photo ID when, in fact, they were not required to show photo ID. Also, people finding that their names were not on the registration lists when they thought that they were registered to vote. That said, we haven't seen anything that you could describe as a major meltdown that we saw in other years. We still don't know, however, how these irregularities might figure into close races. But right now, it looks like things actually did go better than people thought.
But around the country, there were a number of places where polling places were either decided to stay open or were ordered to stay open because of these irregularities and these problems that sprang up.
Exactly. We've seen that in 8 states, various precincts within those states, an hour or two, usually as a result of a suit that was brought by one of the parties. One of the places that did not decide to stay open was Denver. Even though it did have so many problems, a judge denied that request. We also saw that there were problems with some dirty tricks in the days leading up to the election. Also, people reporting calls last night and today leading them to the wrong precincts. Also, problems with people using the machines thinking that they had pressed one person to vote and seeing it registered as somebody else. So that there were lots and lots of complaints. Whether or not, as I say, they'll figure into any of these races is another question.
Okay, Pam, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Pam Fessler.